March 2nd, Tuesday. What does evangelism change? Evangelism changes the spiritual background. Evangelism changes the spiritual condition. Evangelism fulfills spiritual matters. Evangelism is becoming a spiritual witness. Evangelism is changing the fate and destiny of an individual. God who heals. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 9. When a man is afflicted with a leprous disease, he shall be brought to the priest. God healed the Israelites in the wilderness. That method of healing was worship. Likewise, God has also spoken to you who are living in this wilderness-like reality. God said that He would restore everything with His power. Then what are the three covenants that you must hold on to? Number one, discard what is unclean. There was so much filthiness and impurity in the wilderness. The Israelites depended on that uncleanliness to solve their problems. Likewise, most people try to solve their issues by holding on to beliefs or actions which are unable to save them. However, God gave His children the Word. Instead of anything else, you must place the covenants of evangelism, missions, and world evangelization, which are God's absolute covenant, in your heart. Number two, be freed from spiritual illnesses and change your fate and destiny. There is something more important than resolving your long-standing problems that have been disclosed. You must be freed from your fundamental spiritual disease. When you become liberated from spiritual diseases, physical diseases are also resolved. God has called you as a royal priesthood who blocks all disasters. That's why you have no reason to be seized by your past or fate and destiny. By holding on to this covenant, you can experience the works of changing your fate. From the moment you, a child of God, know the mystery of the spiritual world and hold on to the covenant, God will begin His works, and the forces of darkness will surely break down. Because answers will come at the accurate time schedule, all you have to do is wait. Starting today, take all your pains to God and receive healing. Dear God, please free me from fate, curses, disasters, and grant me the answer of the summit who possesses your covenant and goes on the covenantal path. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.